Fog began to recede from Dawn's Grasp Valley. Rays of morning sunlight chased away the night's darkness from the icebound Tellendel Mountains. Winter had faded into recent memory and allowed spring to grip the land. The warmth of the valley air aroused inhabitants of the small, remote village within Dawn's Grasp. Bare feet traversed a worn path leading away from the village. The feet, dirty and calloused, belonged to a small, frail-looking boy wearing worn and dirt-stained rags. He journeyed deeper into the lush and blooming forest. He came upon a puddle. The water's surface lay still, just as the forest did around him. The boy kneeled before the puddle, staring at his reflection. Staring back at him was a boy, his face stained with dirt, his hair dingy and matted from weeks without bathing, but with piercing blue eyes that were the soft color of the sky. Despair clouded the boy's mind. "Why am I here?" he thought. Similar thoughts were never far from his mind. The young boy shook his head, driving away the thoughts temporarily. He slowly lowered his hands into the cool water, watching the dirt leave his skin, revealing scars and cuts along his rough fingers. The boy sighed softly as he cupped water into his hands and splashed it onto his face, washing some of the grime from it. Satisfied with a somewhat clean face, he stood slowly, continuing to stare at the reflection of a boy whose soft blue eyes yearned for a better, more meaningful existence. The boy turned away from the puddle and started back along the path. Pain shot through his back unexpectedly. The sound of a rock splashing into the still puddle echoed in his ears. He looked down at his dirty, bare feet and began to take a step once again. Another sharp pain shot through the boy's back, shortly followed by another splash. The boy lowered his head and tightly clenched his fists as a voice began to shout from behind him.
"Hey, Leon No Name! You'd best look at me when I decide to pummel you with stones!"
The taunting voice paused momentarily before shouting.
"Do you understand? You'd better!"
The voice was painfully known to Leon. He squinted and slowly turned to see Eben Brightwall standing a short distance from him. Leon's assailant was an older boy by at least 4 years, with well-trimmed hair and neat clothing. Eben was nearly a full-grown man, but delighted in tormenting the less fortunate Leon. Eben smirked as he spoke.
"So, No Name, tell me, are you going to wash that mess you call hair? I don't know if your hair's that dark, or if it's all the shite matted in it."
Leon glared as the seemingly giant Eben chuckled at him.
"Don't call me that,"
Leon said softly. Eben looked upon Leon in disgust, spitting on the ground at his feet.
"And why shouldn't I? Not my fault your whore of a mother didn't give her bastard a last name before she left you in the village that night 12 years ago.
Eben's words struck Leon painfully.
"You know nothing of my mother,"
Leon snarled, stepping towards Eben. Eben smiled and crossed his arms.
"Of course I do. 'Twas my father who took you to the Elder."
A grin of malice overtook Eben's face.
"I told him we should have just let the wolves have you. They did get your mother. Father found what was left of her the next day. Said she was picked clean, mostly, except for that rather ugly face she had."
Eben chuckled at his own cruel remarks.
"Guess even the wolves didn't want that."
The cruelty of those words left Leon speechless. A single tear escaped from his right eye. Leon had never known his mother. He knew next to nothing about her, except that she had left him in the village as an infant. Leon's pain and sorrow quickly transformed into a fury unlike anything he had ever felt before.
"I'll fucking kill you!"
Leon screamed as he began to run toward Eben. His foot slammed into the puddle, moving him closer to his target. Leon opened his arms and leaped towards Eben. Eben's eyes widened in shock. He had been caught completely off guard by the normally peaceful Leon. Leon's arms wrapped around Eben's waist, and both boys fell with the impact of Leon's tackle. They fell upon the dirt of the path and began struggling. Leon let out a scream as he raised his right arm and struck Eben with all his might. Eben grabbed Leon and tossed him easily to the side. Eben quickly mounted Leon and pinned him to the ground. Leon felt Eben's hand grasp his neck, taking away his ability to breathe. Leon continued to gasp and squirm to no avail.
Eben looked down upon his soon-to-be victim with hate in his eyes.
You scrawny little bastard, screamed Eben. That hurt, and you got my clothes dirty. These alone are worth more than your life.
Eben gritted his teeth, gripping Leon's throat tighter.
No matter, though. I'll just kill you and we'll call it square.
How's that sound?
Leon looked upon the young man that was about to end his short life. His vision blurred as he felt the life leaving his body. Leon began to frantically reach along the ground, feeling for anything he could get his hands on. Finally, his hand found a rock big enough to fill his entire palm. Leon gripped the rock and swung with every ounce of strength he had left. A distinctive pop echoed through the forest as the rock crashed into the left side of Eben's head. Blood splattered from the impact, spotting Leon's face as Eben's grip loosened. Eben fell from atop of Leon and crashed face down next to him. Leon gasped and hacked, struggling to fill his lungs with air. He looked up at the tree line. The sun was just beginning to pierce the leaves. Leon sat up, wiping the water from his eyes. Leon looked over to see a small pool of blood forming around Eben's face.
Is he dead?
He wondered.